One night the king of Babylon had a strange dream. He summoned his wise men and astrologers to explain it. He told them to describe his dream, claiming he had forgotten it. The astrologers replied that no one could do that. If the king could not recall the dream, it would not be possible to explain it. Then God revealed the mystery to Daniel in a vision by night. Daniel praised and thanked the God of heaven for this revelation, as Nebuchadnezzar had ordered the execution of all the wise men in his kingdom because they had been unable to describe and interpret the dream. Daniel told the commander of the guard to take him to the king, and Nebuchadnezzar asked him, "Are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream and explain it?" Daniel replied that no wise man could do that, as only the God in heaven was able to reveal hidden things. God, however, had given the vision to the king so that he might know what would happen in days to come. "As for me," said the prophet, "this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have greater wisdom than other men, but so that you, O king, may know the interpretation." You looked, and there before you stood a large statue, an immense, dazzling statue, awesome in appearance. The head was made of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, and its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. While you were watching, a stone was cut out, but not by human hands. It came down the mountain and struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces and became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away without leaving a trace. But the stone that hit the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. This was the dream, and now I will give the king its interpretation. The God of heaven has given you, O king, dominion, power, might, and glory. In your hands he has placed mankind, the beasts of the field, and the birds of the air. He has made you ruler over them all. You are that head of gold. After you, another kingdom will rise, inferior to yours. Next, a third kingdom, one of bronze, will rule over the whole earth. Finally, there will be a fourth one, as strong as iron, for iron smashes everything. And as iron breaks things to pieces, so it will crush and break all the others. Just as you saw the feet and toes were partly of clay and partly of iron, so this will be a divided kingdom, strong in part and also brittle. Just as you saw the iron mixed with clay, so the people will be a mixture and will not remain united any more than iron mixes with clay. Then the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will bring all those kingdoms to an end, but it will itself endure forever. This is the meaning of the vision of the stone cut out of a mountain that smashed the iron, clay, bronze, silver, and the gold to pieces. The great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true, and the interpretation is trustworthy. On hearing Daniel describe the dream and explain it, Nebuchadnezzar came to understand that Daniel's God was infinitely superior to the gods of all other nations. He fell face down before Daniel and said, "Surely your God is the God of gods. He is the Lord and the revealer of mysteries." Nebuchadnezzar placed Daniel in a high position and lavished many gifts on him. He was made ruler over the entire province of Babylon and was put in charge of all the wise men. Moreover, at the prophet's request, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were made administrators of the province, while Daniel himself remained at the royal court. Nebuchadnezzar's dream was accomplished. After the kingdom of gold, ruled by Nebuchadnezzar, there rose the empire of silver of the Medes and Persians. Then came the bronze kingdom of Greece, and later the Roman Empire with its iron rule. The stone cut out of the mountain, but not by human hands, represents the Messiah and the Messianic kingdom. Christ was born under Roman rule. His eternal kingdom is spreading throughout the world and will one day replace all earthly empires. Next episode, the fiery furnace.